Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Thursday morning of Dallas week. Everything riding on the next few days. And a couple of announcements before we start the show today, Al, because a couple of little changes. One is, I don't know that this has happened in over 20 years.
What happened?
Rhea Hughes is not here today.
She was sick yesterday.
She called out sick.
I told her to
Rhea
take the
was zinc. Here two previous days with no voice, mm-hmm. but refused to go home because she's the all-time attendance, like she's the Cal Ripken of radio.
Attendance queen.
Right? She's a
disco
she
song.
Yeah. Takes great, great honor and pride in always being here.
Mm-hmm.
It finally got her last night.
Yeah, she didn't look like she was going to make it the next day.
She was not in good shape, and she is not here. She is seeing a doctor today.
She kept taking the medicine. And
John Johnson will be here providing news, updates, and lots of fine commentary, particularly on a very frustrating and annoying Sixers game last night. Right,
yes,
John?
It was.
But we got a lot to cover there because Joel Embiid said some intriguing things. Brett Brown said some intriguing things about Markelle Fultz. We got a lot of ground to cover there, Al. The other announcement is this. I am here today, but I may be in a compromised state.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I have not had a thing to eat or drink. Now it is 13 hours.
Oh, you were sleeping for 8 of them.
22. What's that?
You were asleep.
About 8.5, actually, yeah. Can I be honest with you, Al? At one point, I dreamt of eating. Does that count? I will have a procedure done on my rear end later today.
Oh.
Updates. Maybe I should bring my Twitter with me, Ellen. Update people.
You know that.
With photos.
No.
Anyway, but I am not allowed to drink anything or eat anything. My voice starts to go, Al.
You can goggle, though.
What does that do?
Well, it saves your throat. That's how people with sore throats, that's what you do.
Really?
Yes. That's what, when the rock singers, when they come in after the vodka that they drink, they goggle with
stuff. They do goggle?
Yeah.
I may have to do that.
Swish right. it around and spit
that's
it out.
That's something I've never tried on this show. I'm going to goggle later. Stay
on the
tuned.
Air, on the air.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, be like,
all right. Anyway, but
it'd
let's
be like
start.
What the Cowboys are going to
oh,
do.
Oh, and yeah. one other thing we're doing that's a little different today. We have a phenomenal thank you promotion department. Thank you, Cindy Webster, Brian Cole, for getting this stuff. We got amazing prizes today. And the contest is you're judging it.
Okay.
Because I don't think you have a clue about the city of Philadelphia.
You're so wrong.
And see, the whole thing about this week is hatred. Oh. Hatred for the opponent. Hatred for the Cowboys.
Yo.
So we have a list today of people in sports that Philadelphia hates.
Oof.
All right? You're the judge.
Okay.
I don't think you know.
All right.
John, I don't. Al doesn't. Al still, in his brain, he still lives in Boston.
I've worked with Al a limited amount of times, but I question him.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's like a wild card. You can win amazing stuff today, but you gotta outsmart Al Morganti.
Not hard.
Good luck. All right, let's start. I want to get these people ready. We will get to the basketball shortly, I promise. But we got a game Sunday that the whole season's on the line. Everything's riding on it, Al.
Mm-hmm.
And what I look forward to as the ramp up for the game is the commentary from the players.
Yes.
Now, I got to be honest with you. You're not going to expect too much bulletin board material before a huge game.
Right.
But I go to key people because they have a history of saying oddball stuff that could generate excitement for the game. All right? And the first one I go to, Al, is Lane Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
Lane Johnson. And the reason I always go to Lane Johnson now is because he's liable to say stuff, right? Doesn't he sometimes say stuff?
Yes, he does.
You don't know with Lane Johnson, all right? So let's find out. Lane, what do you think of the Dallas defense?
Yeah, I mean, they have a really good linebacking core. Like to go downhill. You know, Marcus Lawrence is one of the best ends in the league. Randy Gregory's coming on, a good secondary. So we'll have our work cut out for us.
I got nothing there.
Yeah,
Johnson, anything there at all?
It's a little blah.
Is that Oh, standard issue.
Yeah.
He's giving me nothing. Now, the next one is the feisty little former head coach, Jim Schwartz. Al, in a shocking turn of scheduling because of Monday night, Jim Schwartz did not speak on Tuesday. He spoke on Wednesday. And you know what it got me to wondering now?
What?
Because he's been kind of boring on Tuesday. Maybe we needed to move him up a day. And then Schwartzy would give us some really exciting insights into the game. So here's Schwartz, Jim Schwartz, the feisty little former coach, talking about what he's facing.
They're not a one-trick pony. You know, it's one of those teams. You put too much emphasis on Ezekiel Elliott, all of a sudden Cooper's making a lot of plays down the field, or Beasley's making a lot of plays on the third down game. If you don't account for the quarterback, he has the ability to move, and even if you get everybody else covered. So I think that's probably been the biggest thing that's come out of the last couple of weeks. They've been playing at an efficient level.
One of the biggest disappointments of Jim Schwartz in the 3 years he's been here, and he did win a Super Bowl, more or less. Well, he won one, but, you know, you saw what happened in the Super Bowl. Yeah. The guy's never said a damn thing. Now, in Detroit, he was so much fun. He never said a damn thing.
Well, he's not the head coach.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you can't.
I would like an occasional Buddy Ryan, provocative remark that would be fun.
Well, if you end up doing that, you end up like Buddy in Chicago with a.
All right, Al. I got to be honest. It's down to the final play, and I got almost no shot to get what I'm looking for. Let me go deep with Kamu Grugier-Hill, see if he's got anything. The linebacker no one knows. Kamu, take it away.
Any team that's been on a roll like that and coming off huge wins, definitely can have some momentum, but we feel the same. We've been rolling with some momentum, and we feel strong and we feel confident. So it's gonna be a good test. I mean, look at Dallas' history; they always choke. So we'll go down there and make them choke.
What?
Wait, who is it that said that again?
What? What?
Who?
Joe, can you isolate the last part of that? Listen.
I mean, look at Dallas' history; they always choke. So we'll go down there and make them choke.
Look at Dallas' history; they always choke. We can go down there and make them choke? Is that what he said? One more time, Joe. Can I have that one more time?
I mean, look at Dallas' history. They always choke. So we'll go down there and make them choke.
Kamu Grugier-Hill. We caught it in the end zone. We won. My Hail Mary connected.
Yep.
Kamu Grugier-Hill said they choke. All right. Now, hold on. We better analyze this. Fortunately, I got my man, Dan Donnelly, my assistant here and top fish salesman in Medford. Danny, did you check social media to see how the Kamu Grugier-Hill, they always choke comment, settled in Dallas?
I did, yeah. So I also looked in Philadelphia, but Dallas, they're more or less like you. Who is Kamu to talk smack on us?
All right, they're questioning who Kamu Grugier-Hill is.
Yeah, they have no clue who he is. They don't even know.
All right. I had one recollection. I did have one recollection. Now, his name has not come up often.
No.
Right? But ironically, Kamu's name did come up when the Eagles played Dallas here early in the game. No score. What happened?
Back goes Prescott. Looks, pumps, fires. It is incomplete. Almost intercepted by Grugier-Hill. He broke on the ball, and he almost brought it in, ran out of space.
I think he's already got his eyes on that goal line before he wraps his hands around the ball.
Hold on. I need a moment to process all this. So, Al, we even said after that first Dallas game, which was the disappointment of this season. If he caught that ball, the Eagles would have won the game.
Yeah.
He made, they threw it, Dak threw it right to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a broken hand, and it clanged off the cast. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then and they didn't score. And then Eagles lost the game. And 4 weeks later, Kamau Grugier-Hill decided to be the one.
There you go.
To talk trash. That's the accurate read of what's going on so far, right?
That is correct, yes.
Wow, that's a fascinating twist. Well, they're asking who Kamau Grugier-Hill is?
Yeah. Who is she? That's what they're asking.
Shit, they're saying
yeah.
she?
Yeah.
Boy, they are so witty. Those Dallas
they're smart
people.
Down there.
Or Al. Those Dallas, the whole city should go on a big stand-up comedy tour. One hilarious person after another. While I did the research to find out more about Kamau Grugier-Hill. And I got a lot of good stuff on him. First of all, you know where he grew up? You don't even know where he grew up.
No.
Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
I love Honolulu, Hawaii. Nice. Oh, you kind of like the kid. All right? Here's my favorite little anecdote about Kamau Grugier-Hill. He left Honolulu for Eastern Illinois. All right? That's where he played his college ball. And in 2014, he had an extraordinary distinction. He was the first college football player that season to be ejected from a game. During a big scramble, fumble, he punched an opponent in the scrotal sack.
Oh.
I don't know where you want me to
It's on Wikipedia.
Illegal use of hands.
It's on Wikipedia.
It says scrotal sack?
Well, he said between the legs, and I moved it a little. between the legs, where's it going?
I don't know the position guy was in.
Illegal use of hands.
He punched the guy in the balls, right? Despite that, he distinguished himself at Eastern Illinois.
Yeah.
Became the sixth round draft pick of the New England Patriots. Right? Yeah. However, then he was caught by Bill Belichick in that training camp. And the Eagles
signed.
What did
he do to Brady?
He was caught, and the Eagles picked him up, put him on the practice squad.
Nice.
And he made his way onto the team.
Nice.
Where now he is a starter because lots of people get hurt on our team. Finally, one last little nugget of juice. Al, he is both the backup kicker and punter on the team.
Yeah.
And in fact, one time this year, he kicked off horribly. But he kicked off. Kamau Grugier-Hill talk trash. And I thought about this, Al, and my first reaction was, not so sure that's a great idea. The Cowboys are playing very good right now and spirited football. Maybe we don't need to give them any more.
Eh.
Then I thought about it a little further.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, Cataldi, are you a man? How about we get in their face the way our callers do every day? How about we let them know we're ready for an all-out brawl? Let's play us some old-fashioned football on Sunday afternoon.
Didn't it work for the Cowboys?
I like it.
Didn't it work for the Cowboys a week ago?
What'd they say?
Guy yapped up.
That's right.
Yeah, and he got all kinds of talk, and they made fun of him.
What?
That's right. Who was the guy? I can't remember the guy.
DeMarcus Lawrence.
Somewhat more established star.
Yeah, but still, he said something.
He said that they were going to take him down.
Against the Saints, who scored 90 points a game.
And they took him down.
Yeah.
We took a page out of their book. And now, you know what I say? Let's talk some more trash today.
Oh, God.
Let's say some more stuff that we feel about Dallas. Why don't we talk our own little smack today? So it's Trash Talk Day at the WIP Morty Show. Honor of Kamau Grugier-Hill. Who showed he had. Stop it, Johnson. Grow up here. You're on a big-time show now. We are going after the Cowboys today, big time. And here's what you're playing for. Oh, my God, Al, this stuff is good today. Al, would you like a Flyers Santa sack.
Yeah, give me some gifts to give people.
It's the ultimate Flyers gift for the holiday season. You're going to receive in the sack great tickets to a game, an exclusive gritty ornament.
Oh,
how will that look on the tree? You're going to get Wings lacrosse tickets and lots more. Get your Santa sack now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. Now, that's a lot of good stuff.
It's a great gift.
If you don't want to go the hockey route, how about some baseball route? We have absolutely, positively.
What is it?
The first Gene Segura Phillies jersey.
Oh, that's awesome.
They are courtesy of them. I'm sure they mass produce them now, but they don't have them yet. The newest Philly, Al, we got them courtesy of the Majestic Clubhouse store. Don't miss their holiday deals, 30% off all outerwear and knits every Thursday in December. Today is Thursday. Mm-hmm. Go to phillies.com/holidays for a full calendar of events. Or maybe you want a real game experience. I got a pair of tickets with pre-game sideline passes. Saturday, Army-Navy.
Ooh.
3 o'clock, Lincoln Financial Field.
You have what?
Sideline passes, Army-Navy.
You saved this till the last?
No, it's just in order on the sheet.
That's one of the best things we've ever had.
I know it is.
That might be the best giveaway we've ever had.
It's amazing.
Ever.
You know who you're going to meet? Donald Trump. He's attending the game. All right. Is it still a great giveaway? For more information, go to PhillyLovesArmyNavy.com and get your tickets.
That is an unbelievable.
Al, I'm not even done yet. I got a pair of tickets for the reunion of an unbelievably successful band of the 90s, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, yeah. Who's opening for them? It's another big 90s
yep.
band,
and he
too.
Became a country singer. He's reunited with them. These tickets are for next July, but the tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. Use the password radio at livenation.com. And I got a pair of tickets to the Air Force Reserve Boardwalk Classic. It's a great day of basketball featuring lots of terrific teams, including Temple and Davidson. Five great prizes. How do you win it? Guys, who do we in the city of Philadelphia hate in the world of sports? Your judge is Al Morgani. Jump on now. Let's talk some trash. 888-729-9494. Get on those phones right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.